you have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes too when you donate now at laist.com/sweeps.
It's Monday, November 22nd. I'm Nick Roman with the afternoon edition of the LA Report from KPCC and LAist. Here are the stories we've been following today. Got your vaccine booster shot yet? You know the CDC recommends adults 18 and over get a booster 6 months after their second Pfizer or Moderna vaccine shot, or 2 months after the single shot of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. Dr. Sam Torbati says do it now as the weather cools down and the holiday season warms up. He's the co-chair of emergency medicine at LA Cedars-Sinai Medical Center. He says as the months went by since you were fully vaccinated, your COVID-19 immunity has dropped.
You know, folks are not at zero at this point. They have a certain amount, maybe 40, 50, 60%. And if you get another 10, 20, 30% boost, then that's tremendously helpful.
And Dr. Sam Torbati says research from Britain shows your immunity rebounds fast with that extra shot.
Within a couple of weeks, the immunity is back up to 94% after a booster. So getting a booster really makes sense. And I think for everybody who's excited to combat this illness, now's the time. If you haven't received your booster and you're 6 months out, let's get it.
Dr. Sam Torbati at Cedars-Sinai Medical Center in L.A. He's one of the COVID-19 experts you hear daily on KPCC's Air Talk. By the way, a year ago, California's daily new COVID-19 case rate was about 38 per 100,000 people. It would nearly triple in 6 weeks. Today, the case rate is under 10 per 100,000. We've been following the labor dispute between Kaiser Permanente management and nearly 4,000 workers at Kaiser hospitals and clinics in Southern California. A week ago Saturday, leaders from six UFCW union locals reached agreement on a new 3-year contract. The workers began voting today on whether to ratify that deal. It includes pay raises. It does not include the 2-tier wage system that Kaiser management had proposed. The ratification vote is electronic, and it will finish up on Wednesday evening. The 15 members of the LA City Council have been busy redrawing their district boundaries. Now, the new lines are supposed to reflect changes in population, and the new map will be in place for the next 10 years. KPCC's Carla Javier says your chance to comment on the changes comes up tomorrow.
The City Council wants your feedback on the current draft map, which unites Koreatown in one district, something advocates pushed for. It also greatly redraws CD4. The council member there, Nithya Brahman, says that means she could lose 40% of her current constituents in the new year. Another issue likely to come up, which district should get South LA's big economic assets, USC and Exposition Park, CD8 or CD9? The council is expected to vote on a final map on December 1st.
KPCC's Carla Javier. Tomorrow's public meeting starts at noon. We have more info on the proposed map of new LA City Council district boundaries and how to share your thoughts about it. You'll find it at las.com/redistricting. As we move toward Thanksgiving, some good news. Fewer people in LA County are suffering from hunger today than at the height of the pandemic. Of course, that doesn't mean the problem of food insecurity is gone. KPCC's Julie Paskin says an alarming number of Angelenos still don't have enough to eat.
About 1 in 10 residents are food insecure right now. At the peak, it was about a third. USC public health scientist Kayla Delahaye says many of the most vulnerable households include children.
For kids, in the years where they're growing and setting them off on these trajectories of their health for their lifetime, having the associated challenges with eating well and having good nutrition is really concerning.
Delahaye says LA County data shows programs such as CalFresh have a high success rate when people sign up.
There looks to be a lot of work to do to increase enrollment in these government programs, including families that are undocumented.
She says about 75% of households experiencing hunger are not getting any of the food benefits available to them. I'm Julia Paskin.
We just cleared a red flag warning this afternoon, but the Santa Ana winds will make a return visit on Thanksgiving Day.
Generally, we're looking at gusts between 35 to 50 miles per hour, depending upon where you are, and those, certainly the strongest winds will be in the mountains and some of the mountain peaks.
That's meteorologist Todd Hall with the National Weather Service. Highs on Thanksgiving will run into the 80s. That's warm, but it's not a record. We set the Thanksgiving high record in 2017, 91 degrees. It will be cool overnight this week. San Fernando and San Gabriel Valley lows in the mid to upper 40s, mid-30s in the Antelope Valley. Thanks for listening to the LA Report. I'm Nick Roman. Join us next time for another LA Report.
Support comes from Ciclavia, catalyzing vibrant public spaces, active transportation, and good health through car-free streets. Ciclavia promotes respect and infrastructure for bike and pedestrian-friendly public spaces. Enjoy these pop-up parks for the day in your favorite people-powered way. Jogging, biking, skating, strolling, or simply spectating. Free and open to all, Ciclavia Sundays generate miles of smiles in neighborhoods all over L.A. Details at www.ciclavia.org.